Hello, this is Oscar.
Hey, Oscar, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sam. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Looks like we got your online registration to get some information on our working capital programs. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
I do, yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Give me one second here. I want to pull everything up. All right, so I couple quick questions just to kind of confirm what we have on file here. What's the name of the business that you're with?
Logistics Pros Marketing LLC.
Okay, perfect. I got you. And we have you at 105 Highland Drive in Deltona?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And are you the 100% owner of the business over there?
I am, yes.
Okay, nice. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2012. However, I've established the legal structure.
Uh-huh.
And we never took off. And so really, I haven't been in business, per se.
Okay.
We have been established. I have basically filed every year I guess the renewal you have to do with sunbiz.org.
Sure, sure.
I don't have any movement, so unless you have any startup programs that you can lend money on a business plan, then I'm wasting your time.
Okay, so you at this point, you don't have any cash flow going. Is that correct?
Correct. I don't have any movement. I did purchase a vending card. What I'll do is a food vending business. And I purchased a vending card that used to be at Universal Studios here in Florida. So it's a nice card. I need to get going. And if I can use some startup capital, that'd be great. That's the only reason I've inquired. But if not, I understand. I know that's probably very unlikely.
Okay, yeah, the options are very limited, with a startup like that, with no cash flow or anything like that. But if you can give me an idea of exactly what you're looking for, I can let you know, if it's even something we're able to do. So, first of all, are we looking for, I understand you're looking for capital. Is it going to be used to purchase any equipment, or what is the capital primarily going to be used for?
Just cash flow for supplies. Because I do have my equipment already purchased.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cash flow for supplies. And do you have any idea how much you were looking for?
Well, I'm thinking a line of maybe, 15,000 to 20,000 will be ideal. I am supposed to have $5,000 minimum in orders from Cisco. So I know that at the very least, that would be my monthly food expense.
Okay.
Of course, I would be, I should be billing, double that at the very least.
Sure, sure, okay. Now, how about this? What does your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
Goodness, it's not good. I'm in the low sixes right now. I did file Chapter 13 on my personal, so I'm in a repayment plan right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me see here. All right. So basically, some feedback for you. We do have some programs for startup companies. Most of them, though, are usually in the initiation stage where they have at least 4 months of cash flow going. So my understanding is we don't quite have any cash flow at this point.
Exactly.
Okay, so outside of that, our programs would be primarily based on the personal credit of the business owner, and I think where you're currently at, it's going to be just below, a point that we'd be able to get you approved on the credit-based programs. The cash programs, they're primarily based, they're not based on the credit. So it's something that once you get the cash flow going, it's going to be there for you. It's tied directly to your sales. But at this point, I don't think I'm going to have any options for you just with the credit being where it's at and having no sales. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What I was going to ask is, do you require, as far as I recall, $100,000 a year? In billings, is
For most of our programs, that is the minimum, if not for all of them. We do have a few programs where it's not a requirement, and that's particularly for the startup companies where, you know, if you have 4 months of, usually we look for about $10,000 in cash flow. At that point, we'd be able to get you some cash. Right now, do you have a business bank account set up?
I do.
Okay, and are you making deposits into that account?
No, I am not. I am going to start. I think that we can. I think that it will be reasonable for you to put me on your Rolodex for the first quarter of next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe second quarter. If you can give me a call in April.
Okay, and you know what, I'll tell you what, Oscar, I'll stay in touch with you a few times before then, just because what I'll do is I'll get myself a little more information on exactly what I think we're going to have available for you, you know, even before we get there. So you can take it into account, you can make some plans, and then I'll stay in touch, give you some feedback as we get closer, and when the time comes and you do have a little bit of cash flow, we'll go ahead and get you the best options we can do.
That sounds fantastic. I appreciate it. If you don't mind me asking, where are you located right now? Where are you from?
We are located in San Diego, California.
Okay. Are you from California? Are you?
Yes. I'm here in San Diego right now.
Okay. Because I get calls all the time from companies like yours offering business lending.
Sure.
And I get calls from people from New York and New Jersey. And they are terrible. They sound like a car salesman.
I believe it. There's a lot of,
totally, you know, different.
I can give you a little feedback on that too. It looks like, did you take out a loan back in, it looks like April of 2015?
No, I haven't. And I have to deal with that. I just discovered that some person basically added themselves onto my company, so I have to basically deal with them with a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
how much
the loan was for?
I do not. I don't have that information. What I have is it's called a UCC filing. So anytime a business, you know, borrows, there's an official filing for it, and that's public information. So what's happening is that UCC filing is out there for that loan. And those companies in New York and New Jersey, basically it's called working capital programs, right? So there's a lot of startup finance companies that are popping up and just kind of doing this out of, you know, like their garage or something like that. And what they're doing is they're just going through all of those filings and your business name is on there. So they're calling you just to try to, you know, shake up some business. A lot of my customers come from taking loans from that type of finance company, and they're typically very short and very high interest rate. We've been around, we're an actual bank, we've been around for about 15 years, been doing it a very long time. So when the time comes, I would say, let's steer clear of the New York, New Jersey garage sale phone calls, and I'll get you some real options with real programs that are going to make sense for you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. One last question for you. Where can I go get my business credit report?
Business credit report? So, actually, I'll tell you what. Let me see what I can do. What I'll do, Oscar, is I'm going to send you an email right now. You'll have all of my contact information, and I'll just get a little information from you, and I'll be able to get your business credit report, and I can send it to you.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be fantastic. Really appreciate it. I'm sorry. Can I have your name one more? I know you will email it, but what's your name again?
Yeah, my name is Sam, S-A-M.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, and, you know, the email, you'll have all of my contact information, my direct line, my email. So you can send me any questions you have, and I'm happy to work with you.
That sounds great. Perfect. So I'll reply with the information that you need, and then I definitely look forward to that, Sam, and I really appreciate it.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Oscar.
Thanks so much. Best of luck, and have a great day.
You as well.